Good afternoon, Joe speaking.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Steve Dave. I'm a tenant here.
Okay, yes. How can I help you, sir?
Well, I just wasn't sure if I was responsible for cleaning the carpet or if that was something you guys did there.
No, you are responsible for cleaning your own carpet.
All right. Okay.
Carpet and the staircase?
No, the carpet, mostly no. In my bedroom and in the hallway.
Yes. You are responsible. Are you just moved in, or are you a new resident?
Oh, no, I've been here for a while. My toilet's been broken for a couple months, so I've been peeing in the carpets.
You've been peeing in the carpet?
Yeah, urinating in the carpets, because my toilet's broke. It won't flush anymore.
Why didn't you get somebody to fix your toilet? Did you not send a click fix?
Oh, I don't know what that means. I don't know. I just it's just more convenient just to...
So your toilet is broken and you haven't had it fixed?
No, it's been broken for about 2 months. But it's okay, I've just been peeing in the carpet. But the problem is it's starting to smell in here. So I thought maybe I should get him...
No. So no, 1 second. The carpet is... Your toilet... No, I'm just trying to understand. Is the toilet fixed now?
Oh no, the toilet's broken. That's why I pee in the carpet.
Oh my gosh! How could you do that?
Well, okay. You know, but
we can have the toilet fixed. That should be. Did you not know that you can call for service
Yeah, that's what I'm doing. I'm calling for service to get my carpets cleaned because they're starting to smell.
Okay. No, we don't clean carpet. We fix your toilet.
Oh, can you replace the carpets?
Fix your toilet. We cannot replace the carpet.
Oh, well, I mean, I'm running out of places. I'm running out of places to go. Because, you know, I started in just one corner. But then I had to move to a different corner. And then I was just peeing in the middle. And then I had to pee in the hallway carpet. And I'm getting close to the living room. And, you know.
God. Why would you do something? What's your unit number, sir?
F208.
Where do you live, sir? F?
Yep, F.
Two.
F like
208?
Sam.
208?
Uh-huh.
F as in Frank 208?
Yep.
And now, so your toilet is broken. So you want me to send somebody there to fix your toilet now? I can send him right now.
Well, I guess, but no, actually, mainly I just wanted someone to clean the carpets. Or do you guys have a shampooer? I could just shampoo the carpet myself if you have a machine.
We don't have a shampooer.
Balls, okay.
No.
It's okay.
But we have to fix your toilet because we don't want you to be inconvenienced by the toilet.
Oh, it's not an inconvenience. Actually, it's very convenient because I can just kind of stand up and go whenever I want.
That's not good, sir. That's not a good...
No, actually, it's kind of awesome. It's awesome. Like,
sorry?
Like, you know, I do a lot of gaming, like, and I can just kind of whip it out and pee while I'm gaming.
No, that's not hygienic. You have to go to the toilet to pee.
Well, that's why I was
being in the floor.
That's why I was wanting to get my
carpet
shampooed, is so it would be more hygienic.
No, then you have to do... You can call a cleaning... You can call Sears to clean your carpet.
How much does that cost?
I'm not sure how much that would cost. Not much, maybe $100.
Oh, can you check real quick? I'll hold.
No, not me. You make that arrangement.
Well, you can just call and check.
No, sir, that's not my responsibility. I'm very sorry, I cannot do that.
It's okay.
I can have your toilet fixed. That's my responsibility.
Oh.
I make sure that your toilet is fixed.
Okay,
fine. Do you
fine.
Want me to send my guy now to have your toilet fixed?
I guess, but I mean, I've kind of grown accustomed to peeing in the carpets. Also, I'm going to need
I'm
the number
sorry,
to...
I'm sorry, you cannot... You shouldn't be doing that, sir. I'm very sorry. You can't be peeing in your toilet, in your carpet.
Can I get the number to Sears real quick?
Sorry?
Can I get the number to Sears real quick?
I don't have a number.
Oh, okay. All right.
Sears, no.
Yeah.
Really.
Okay.
All right. So I'll send somebody to fix your toilet, okay?
Okay. And can you have them bring
a
bottle of carpet shampoo?
Oh, my God. Your house will be smelling so bad.
It's not that bad.
Oh, my God.
It doesn't bother me. It's fine. It's okay. It's not a problem.
Okay. All right. So I'll have somebody fix your toilet, sir. F208, right?
Yes.
Okay. I'll send him right now. Thank
you. Oh, right now? Oh, that'll be great. Well, can you give me like 10 minutes? I have to put the all the meth away and all the drugs and the laboratory.
All right.
And the experiments.
Okay. All right.
And
okay.
I have to clean up a little, you know.
Two minutes? Okay.
Yeah, two minutes.
Two minutes?
I got to get dressed and stuff, you know. Maybe three. 3 minutes.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. Bye, honey.
Bye.
You're listening to The Snowplow Show. We'll call the lords and customers.
Thank you, Shifty Pop, for that intro song. Hey, everyone, you're listening to The Snowplow Show. I'm your host, Brad. This is the show where I tell people stories over the phone, and I see how much of the story they'll listen to before they hang up on me. Sometimes they're even good stories. This one's brought to you by Buster Casey, JT, Rick B., Kuraz, and Mac Euler Degeneration. Or Degeneration, I don't know. God damn it, tell me how to pronounce your name. Those are five of the people supporting the show over at Patreon. There's been a few new people sign up lately, like Cameron, Jason, Mark, Kay, Brianna and Brandon's dad, Filbert Fuckburger, Hunter M., and Dirty Syringe. Sounds like a lot of great, upstanding people we've got listening. Thanks, everybody, for supporting the show at patreon.com/phonelosers. If you want to support the show, you get an extra show every single week, and you get access to the archives, like 180 shows or something. I forget how many there are at this point. There's a lot of them. Sorry the shows have been so scarce this week. As usual, I've been having even more computer problems. I think it was last week or the week before I had to rebuild the Asterisk system from scratch. And this week it was a studio computer. Completely reinstalled Windows. I just need to switch to Linux, don't I? That's what I should do. That'll solve all my problems. Switching over to Linux. That's what I'm going to do. I was on Devin's show on Wednesday, June 27th. I think I did the entire 3 hours with her. And we had some fun. She always gets the weirdest people on her show. She kept calling them back and letting Carol have a word with them. It was a lot of fun. Be sure to listen to that. I will have a link in the show notes at snowplowshow.com. Or if you're listening on YouTube, I'll probably put it in the YouTube description. And I was also on her show 2 days before that. I didn't mean to be on her show that day. I was calling in to yell at her about SpaceX. And next thing I know, I'm on her show for like an hour doing prank calls with her. So if that show is up on her show reel, I will also put that up in the show notes. You can find Devin's show at mixler.com/devinanewstart, but new is spelled N-U for some reason. It almost looks like something else. And besides those two things, I also did a hang up the phone show with Carl, Fresno Carl. On Wednesday night, we took some calls. It was much more enjoyable than the previous week, because the previous week was when my computer was getting really bad all of a sudden. Also, as long as we're talking about shows that I've been on, I'm going to be on the Super Phone Brothers show on July 4th. They broadcast on mixler.com/prankcallnation. That's going to be at some point in the morning on July 4th. I don't know exactly what time. I don't think they have an exact schedule, but hopefully I'll be there with them. I think last year I was also on with them right around July 4th, and we were calling up firework tents. I bet we'll do more of that. Or was that 2 years ago? I can't remember. Let's make some phone calls.
Thank you for calling. This is Irene.
Hey, Irene, I'm a tenant here.
Yes.
I needed to let you know, this is Dwight, by the way. I'm going to be having an armed guard at my door from now on.
Okay.
So just so you know, just so you're not concerned about him.
Why? What's going on?
Oh, no, nothing to worry about. Just don't worry about it. Just wanted to let you know, armed guard.
Why are you having an armed guard?
Well, it's pretty much none of your business. It's just, just personal reasons.
Oh, okay. I just wanted to make sure in case somebody's like, if something has like happened as property manager, I just need to know what's going on.
He'll be in uniform and everything. He's from a, he's kind of like mall security, but they're allowed to carry
yeah,
guns.
Yeah. Okay. And then what apartment are you in?
I'm in 4804.
Oh, okay. Okay. This just doesn't sound like Dwight. That's why I was asking.
Yeah, it's over the phone. I've got a voice changer hooked up.
Oh, okay. Huh. It just doesn't sound like Dwight.
Yeah, but, I've got the computer technology. It's changing my voice.
Okay. Well, does his wife know about it?
Well, let's just say...
Maybe I am his wife. Ha ha! Ha! You gay fool! You thought I was a girl! You gay! You gay fool! I'm a chick!
Oh, okay. I don't know if that was a good start to today's show or not. That's something that Justin does a lot in his shows. And I guess the Super Phone Brothers do also. They trick people into being gay. It's hilarious when they do it. I guess not so much when I do it, but I tried. Anyway, I think today I'm going to tell landlords that I'm going to have a armed guard at my door from now on. Just see how they take that.
Skirty, this is Erica.
Hey, Erica. I'm a tenant here, and I needed to let you know about something.
Okay.
I'm just going to be having an armed guard at my door from now on.
Okay.
And
I don't think that's allowed. I would possibly have to talk to my manager about that.
Oh, no, it's fine. He's registered in the state of, you know, he's with one of those rent-a-cop places. They do private security.
Okay, I still believe that you would have to talk to Demi about that. I don't know if that's against the rules here or not.
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. I think I need an armed guard at the door, so it's going to start happening tomorrow. He starts his first day tomorrow.
Okay, what's your last name?
It's Torres. This is David Torres.
Okay. I will let her know. Thank you for letting us know.
Okay. Well, you know, it's not like he's not trying to be intimidating or anything. He's just going to be standing there. There's going
to
be
I know, but we just need to double check that is okay to have on property.
Yeah, but there's going to be three different guys. They're working three different shifts, 8-hour shifts. They're going to be out there 24/7.
Okay.
Okay. Is the manager there? Can I just talk to her?
Yeah. Can you just hold?
Okay.
Thank you for holding. This is Demi.
Hey, Demi. This is David. I don't know why she transferred me. I just needed to let you know there's going to be an armed guard outside my door from now on. I hired him from a security company.
David who?
Torres. Why are we on speaker? I can barely hear you. Sounds like you're on a phone from the 60s or something.
Sorry, hold on. Let me pick it up.
You just hang up on me. Fucking Demi.
Development. This is Lacey. How can I help you?
Hey, Lacey. I'm a tenant here. This is Thomas. I just needed to let you know that I'm going to have an armed guard outside my door from now on. Just outside my apartment door.
Okay. The guard told you that you have to let us know that?
Well, no. I just thought you'd want to know why there's an armed man standing there next to my door all day and all night.
Okay. What apartment are you from?
D49.
49D. Okay. So, in D49,
Yep.
We actually have a person not by the name of Tom living there.
Yeah, I'm the roommate.
You're the roommate. Are you approved to live there?
Oh, I don't know.
Yes.
I just pay my rent to him.
You pay your rent to a person to live there. We have to actually have you approved to be in that apartment, though.
Oh, well, yeah, that's not even why I'm calling. I just needed to let you know that there's going to be an armed guard at the door. There's going to be three different men. They're all working in shifts.
Okay.
I wouldn't be in the computer, though. I just sleep on the couch.
Okay, if you're sleeping on the couch for more than 2 weeks at a time, though, we just want to make sure that we can get you approved to live there or to sleep on the couch.
Yeah, well, sometimes I go away for a week and then I'll come back for another 2 weeks. It all works out.
Okay, but if you called in to put like a maintenance request in or if you needed a key to the apartment, we couldn't ever give one to you. Like there's a lot of things that go into needing to be approved.
Well, the armed guards are going to have keys to the apartment. So if I ever get locked out, I'll just ask one of the armed guards.
Okay. Well, I guess what company do they work for?
I forget offhand. We found them through the Yellow Pages. It's, you know, just a local security company.
Armed guards. And they're just going to be... Okay.
They're just going to be standing...
I've just never heard of that before.
Yep, standing at the door 24/7. Guarding the place.
Okay. All right. I never heard of it before, so I don't know what questions to ask you.
Oh,
I don't even know if there are any. So, what's your phone number? Because I have no contact information for you whatsoever. Your name's Tom?
Uh-huh, yep, Tom.
Okay.
It's
And what's a good phone number?
420 6969.
And does the leaseholder know about this?
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Okay. And the leaseholder lives there?
Oh, yeah. Most of the time.
Okay. Okay. I just, right now, this is just going to be like a warning, but in order for you to be there, we need you to be approved. So if we find out that you're living there and you're, you know, not approved to be there, that leaseholder can be in subject to like a 1430.
Well, no, it's fine. I'll just go stay at my friend's house every 13th day. So I'm never there for two full weeks. I'll stay at Ed's house.
Since it's going to be so consecutive, technically that's just the same exact idea as living there.
No, it's fine.
No, it's not. It's not. It can't be. Because technically now he's in disagreement with the lease. Now he's in trouble. Well, you're not in trouble yet because we don't even know who you are. But
yeah,
he's
going to
be in trouble since... You just told me that you're living there, so...
Well, no, I'm not living there. I'm just staying on the couch.
Yeah, and then you're going to stay there, and you're going to leave, you know, every 13th day, and you're going to do that every day consecutively.
Yeah. So I actually have an apartment over in Arkansas.
Okay, I guess if the leaseholder can provide us that you have a residency somewhere else, that's what we would need.
Are photocopies okay?
That would be fine.
Okay, all right. Those are easier to doctor.
Okay. But I feel like you've been warned, okay?
Shh.
I'm going to write this down on the file.
Whatever.
Thank you. Bye.
All right, bye. Dang it.
Thank you for calling the apartments. This is CJ. How may I help you?
Hey, CJ. I'm a tenant here. This is Tyler.
Hi. How's it going?
Pretty good. I needed to let you know I'm going to have an armed guard outside my door from now on.
Oh.
So, just so you're not concerned about it, just so you know, there's going to be an armed guard out there.
Doing what?
Just standing there, guarding the door.
Like your apartment door?
Uh-huh, yep.
Is there, like, a reason for it, or?
Just security. No, nothing to concern yourself over.
Yeah, I don't know, though, because it's going to frighten all the residents and stuff.
Oh, no, he'll be very professional. He's from an armed guard company I found in the Yellow Pages.
I don't know. I'm going to have to honestly read through the lease to see. I don't know. It's kind of iffy.
Well, I think it'll be fine. There's going to be three or four different guys working. They work in shifts, but they'll be out there 24/7 just standing next to the door.
Is this like a security thing? Like, are you scared? Like,
I'm not scared of nothing. But I just figure I'll put them on the first line of defense instead of myself.
Okay. I honestly, I don't know if I can allow it or not. I'm going to have to honestly read through the lease.
It'll be fine. It'll be fine.
Under the policies.
Yep, they'll be friendly. I'm going to instruct them to be friendly to everyone and say hello, good morning. It's basically free security for the apartment complex.
Yeah.
But I've also instructed them not to leave their post because, if they see someone else's apartment getting broken into, just let it happen because you're there to guard me, not them.
Right. I don't know. Honestly, I'm going to have to give you a call back on this one. I mean, I'm sure they are very professional and everything, but I mean, residents might still be, I don't know. Cause it's not like, just your own house. It's just a multiple, family dwelling unit.
Yeah. But it's just there for, it's just security. That's all. These are going to be big guys too, like big muscular guys with guns.
Yeah, that's just the part that scares me, though, because I know that they're probably... I just really don't know what to tell you at this exact moment. When does this whole thing start?
Tonight. The first shift starts tonight at 6 p.m. And the shift changes at 2 in the morning. He'll be there till 10 in the morning.
How do they, get in, though?
I'm going to give them all keys.
That I know I can't allow, though, because the only keys that come in and out are supposed to be in the office.
Yeah, but this is for security, so it's fine.
I don't know.
They're not coming in the apartment or anything. They're not even allowed to use the bathroom.
Right, but I mean, you're just asking to, like, position an armed person in a communal hallway.
Yeah, it's for security. Everyone's going to feel good about it.
I don't know. Let me read through the lease and I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay, sure, yeah. But, you know, it's happening. I've already paid for a month.
Right, but I don't know. It might violate your lease terms.
Oh, so. I doubt it. It's fine. Don't worry about it.
I can't just let it be. So let me do my research and I'll give you a call back, okay?
Okay, sounds great. Thanks.
All right. Yep, bye.
Bye. Well, finally, somebody has a problem with it. I've done a few calls now that I'm sure I'm just going to delete because they're just like, okay, no problem. Thanks for letting us know. It's kind of weird that they don't care.
Thank you for calling an apartment. This is Megan. How can I help you?
Hey, Megan. I'm a tenant here, and I just wanted to let you know I've hired an armed security guard to just stand outside my door from now on. So there's going to be some...
What?
It's just for basic, you know, home security. They're going to be working in shifts, so there'll be someone out there 24 hours a day just standing outside my apartment door.
Which apartment do you live in?
153.
153?
Yep.
Is there... What's going on?
Nothing. What's going on with you?
Is there someone going to be outside the building or inside the building or what?
Oh, they'll be just right outside my my apartment door.
Okay, is there a reason?
You decided
to do that?
Just home security. You know, the cable company's security wasn't working out for me, so I'm going to try this for a while.
The cable company?
Oh, you know, they offer the home security packages and stuff.
Okay. In 153, and is there something that you're concerned about? Is there something that I should know about as
the
property manager?
No, nothing like that. Nothing to be concerned about. It's just basic home security, that's all.
Okay. What company is it that you've contracted this with?
It's Royco Security.
Royco?
Uh-huh, yep. They're very professional. They'll be wearing uniforms.
Okay, and they're going to be there all the time when you're home and when they're not home and everything?
Yep, 24/7, all the time.
Okay, are they there now? Could I come over and meet them?
No, the first shift starts tonight at 6 p.m.
6 p.m.?
Yep, 6 p.m. till 2 a.m. That's when the shift change starts. And
okay. Can you spell Royco for me?
R-O-Y-Z.
R-O-Y.
Yep,
that again?
R-O-Y-Z. Royco.
R-O-Y-Z as in zebra?
Yeah, they're in the phone book. Just open up your yellow pages that I'm sure you have sitting right there and just look in the phone book. Royco Security. You know, they do like building security for corporations and malls and stuff like that.
Okay.
Both armed.
I'm concerned because I want to make sure that, you know, you are happy living here.
Oh yeah, I'm completely happy living here. Everything's fine. It's just basic security. Can't be too careful.
Okay. Alrighty. Well, thank you for letting me know.
Is there a limit on the size of gun they can stand there with?
Probably.
What's the limit?
I'm not sure. Who am I speaking with?
This is Jeremy.
Jeremy?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Hey, hang on just a second, Jeremy. Can I put you on hold?
Oh, sure. No problem.
Okay, hang on just a second.
Okay.
Hi, Jeremy.
Hello.
Hi. So I don't have you listed as a resident in apartment number 153.
Yeah, I just sleep on the couch.
You sleep on the couch? Who is the resident that lives in the apartment?
Well, I call him Jake.
Okay, I'm going to let you go, Jeremy, because I don't believe this.
Okay, fine.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Calling Mortgage Apartments. This is Erica. How can I help you?
Hey, Erica. I'm a tenant here. I just have a question.
Sure.
Am I allowed to place laser trip wires throughout the property? Like, mostly just outside my door.
Are you allowed to do what, I'm sorry?
Place laser trip wires.
Laser trip wires inside your apartment?
Well, there's plenty in there already. I didn't think I had to ask for that one, but I want to do... I've installed one, or I've installed two outside my door, one on each side, so I know when people are walking by.
Mm-hmm.
And also one by my parking space. I just want to make sure that's okay.
I would have to double check and verify that, because, well, I'm a little confused about your parking space, because we don't have assigned parking.
Oh, I do. If anyone tries to park in my space, they know. I let them have it.
Okay.
I'll scream my head off at them until they move.
Okay, do you have, like, a garage in front?
No. But really, that doesn't matter. I just wanted to make sure the lasers were fine.
If it's out in the hallway, I don't think it should be... I don't think it's fine because anybody can walk in the hallway, so that's why I'm a little confused.
Yeah, but at least I'll know they're
so
there.
I would have to double... I'm sorry?
Well, because I have a hidden camera out there, so... When they walk by, the lasers will turn on, you know, like alert the camera to be recording at that time. Because I have a couple hidden cameras outside my door.
Okay. Did you cause damage to the like the hallway or?
No, there's no damage. You can't even see it. It's all very streamlined, all like right up against the wall. You don't know it's there unless you're looking for it. Same with the laser trip wires I've installed.
Okay, I would still have to double check with corporate and everything. Who am I speaking to?
This is Ronald.
Ronald, and what apartment are you in?
G2.
Ronald and G2. Okay. I will definitely double check and get back to you. What's a good phone number to get?
420-6969.
Okay. I will double check with corporate to see if that's okay. I'm also going to be walking the building just to make sure that... there's no damage and everything like that.
Oh, there's
not.
And then
get back to you.
I just had to drill a hole straight through the wall to install these flush mount lasers along the floors.
Exactly. So that is causing damage. So
oh, no,
I'm going to have to go and I still have to go and investigate.
You can't
either
even
way,
see them.
I will let you know, okay?
Okay. I've also put proximity sensors at all of my windows so I know if anyone's trying to look in. Or if anyone's, you know, standing under the window.
Okay.
So there's proximity sensors out there. I put those out there, and that way I was able to take away the bear traps.
Bear traps?
You know, the things that clamp. I figured those were dangerous. So after a while, I decided to replace those with proximity sensors.
Oh, okay. Am I really speaking to Ronald?
Yeah, why wouldn't you be?
Because you don't sound like him. But I, like I said, I can definitely go inspect it and then get back to you.
What do you mean?
It was Ronald 420-6969, correct?
Oh, yeah. Uh-huh. That's it.
Okay.
And all right. What do you mean?
I will go inspect it.
What do you mean I don't sound like Ronald, though?
You just don't sound like Ronald. I've spoken to Ronald many times when he comes in, and I was just asking, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, like I said, I can definitely go in and inspect and then get back to you on, you know, the sensors and
maybe I don't sound like Ronald because
I'm his wife, fool. Ha ha! You gay fool. I'm Ronald's wife. This is Ronald's wife. You gay. You were talking to a girl the whole time. You gay fool. Ha ha.
I'm sorry?
Why are we on speaker?
This is an apartment complex, and this is my job, and this is something serious. If this is a joke, I don't appreciate this.
No, it's not a joke. You're actually gay now. You're talking to a girl the whole time.
Excuse me, is this something, like, pertaining to apartment G2? Yes or no?
Yes, but, do you have a boyfriend? Because if you do, you're gonna have to break up with him. You're gay now.
Okay, I'm gonna hang up and end this conversation right now because this is a business and I'm not up to jokes, okay? Thank you so much.
I'm not joking. You're gay now.
That girl is clearly a homophobe. Got all offended when I called her gay.
Thanks for calling Village. This is Patty. How can I help you?
Hey, Patty. I'm a tenant here. I just have a question.
Sure.
Were there any complaints about me or Kimberly today? I live in apartment 3G.
As far as?
Do you know a tenant named Eric?
No. I mean, probably have several of them. What apartment are you in?
3G.
3G?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And what was your name?
Joseph. And it's Kimberly, probably under Kimberly.
Okay. Well, let me ask Jesse, not that I know of, but you want to hold on for a second?
Oh,
I'll
sure.
ask her.
Yeah, okay.
Thanks. Hello, are you still there?
Yeah.
Did you mean to call Village Apartments?
Uh-huh, yep.
And you live in...
3G.
What building?
3G.
Well, what's the building number?
8215.
8215. Number 3?
Yep.
We don't have anybody that lives there by the name.
And you said your name was Joseph?
Yeah, I wouldn't be on the lease. I just sleep on the couch.
You're not on the lease? You just sleep on the couch?
Correct, yeah.
And who is on the lease?
I don't know.
Kimberly and...
Yeah.
You don't know?
Well, no, I think it's probably under Kimberly. Because I pay my rent to... Well, yeah, I pay my rent to Kimberly.
Okay, can you hold on for a second?
What for? What are you doing?
Hi, this is Jesse.
Oh, hey, Jesse.
Hi, I'm very confused. You live in 8215 number 3G?
Correct, yeah.
And you said you pay your rent to a lady named Kim?
Kimberly. She didn't like to be
Kimberly.
Called Kim.
Okay. Well, we don't have any record of either of you living in that apartment.
Oh, well, I think she pays her rent to Jerry. But anyway, I just wanted to make sure there's no complaints after the incident that happened this morning. I can let you go.
I'm sorry. There is no Jerry that lives there either. If you are staying there, you need to be applying to have residency there.
Oh no, I don't want residency. I'd rather live.
Okay, well then you need to leave the premises.
Well, no, I sleep on the couch. I paid my rent for the month already. She only got half of an excuse me out before she hung up on me.
Creek Apartments, this is Janice. May I help you?
Hey, Janice, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. What can I do for you?
Well, I'm a tenant here. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
I was just wondering, like, this is David. Were there any complaints about me today?
What's your last name? And what's your address?
It's 14021, apartment 1.
You live there?
Yeah. I mean, uh-huh, yep.
You're on the lease?
Yeah.
You're the brother? Linda's brother?
Yeah, Linda.
Not that I know of today. Let me put you on hold.
Okay. I just want to make sure, because we had a bit of an altercation this morning.
Sir, we thought you left already.
That's just what I asked her to tell everyone.
Okay, so what's the problem? Is there a problem?
Well, no, it's nothing like that. I have laser tripwire set up out in the hallway, and so we know when people are walking by. You know, just outside the door, I mean.
Okay.
And I had the intensity set too high on them, and they cut through Frank's pants. Like, just the bottoms.
Whose pants?
I think his name's Frank. He was really angry and yelling at me this morning. I told him I'd buy him...
What's his address?
I don't know. We see him walk by all the time.
Well, you really can't have those things out there.
No, usually they're fine. Usually you don't even know they're there. It's just I accidentally...
Okay.
I bumped into the button, the knob that turned it up really high, and it just cut the bottoms of his pants off. You know, the ankle portion.
Okay. Well, as long as he hasn't put no complaint in yet. So.
Okay. Yeah. I told him I'd buy him new pants and I'd make sure it's turned down from now on.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay. What do you have to go or something?
No. Do you have something else you need?
Did I tell you about the pizza oven, or did Linda tell you about the pizza oven?
No, not that I know of. Okay, pizza oven. Do we know anything about a pizza oven from Linda?
No.
No.
Okay, we cut into the wall to build a pizza oven out of bricks.
In the apartment?
Yes.
You have a brick oven wall in the apartment?
Yeah, it's nearly finished.
I think maybe we should have maintenance come over.
No. Don't invite yourself over. That's rude.
No, I'm not doing that. No, I mean, if there's any... I mean, when you leave an apartment, you're supposed to leave it how you found it.
Oh, we will. I'm going to take the oven out. I'm going to...
Oh, okay.
It's a huge oven. It's made out of bricks and mortar. And, you know, it's like so you can make, like, brick pizza. Brother. Did you just whisper brother?
No.
Oh, that's weird.
They just want to know who I was talking to, and I said the brother.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so as long as you can fix it, that would be great.
Yep. It's just that the floor is starting to sag a little bit because it's so heavy.
Well, if there's any damages, you'll be charged once they do a walkthrough after
okay.
you move.
Well, if you have any tenants mm-hmm. that say, you know, like our ceiling's starting to cave in a little bit, that's probably the pizza oven.
You mean the people above would be... Their ceiling would be caving?
Below.
Do you think maintenance should come over to check it out?
No, it's fine. I'm sure everything's fine. I just wanted to make sure.
Well, we don't want no ceiling floor falling in.
No, it's fine. I'm sure it's... If they have any problems, we'll come in there and install a double beam for them or something. Because we figured the weight would be fine because we've already covered the entire floor with grass. And that's pretty heavy, you know, when you roll
you
out
grass in the apartment.
Yeah, like sod.
I've never heard of this.
Sod, you know, you roll
it. Where did you tear a wall out?
It's right next to the kitchen.
I'm really thinking that management will want to see this before you leave.
No, it's fine. We don't want you coming in because we're afraid you're gonna like have a problem with the sod. It's really awesome. You know, like we have grass inside.
No, we can't have these things. You can't do those kind of things without permission from management. You have to ask for accommodation or something when you want to change something in an apartment.
Well, we're not changing it. We just put plastic down and we put grass down on the floor. So like it's like being outdoors. You know, we can walk around barefoot in the grass.
But I think probably I'll have to tell management everything we've discussed.
We have these.
They'll probably be calling you.
Really bright heat lamps in the ceiling. I'd install new fixtures in the ceiling for the heat lamps. You know, to keep the grass in the sunshine.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I'm not really understanding in your description of this, but you put heat lamps in the ceiling in the apartment?
Yeah, it's to keep the grass looking nice and fresh and green.
You have grass in the apartment growing.
Yeah, and then when we water the grass, it doesn't go downstairs because we have plastic underneath.
Well, you're on first floor. There's no apartment below you.
Oh, thank God. Then we probably don't even have to worry about the oven.
Are you sure you live here at Creek Apartments?
Of course, with Linda.
But if you didn't know that you were on first floor...
No, I know I'm on the first floor. I thought there was a basement.
There's no basement below you.
Okay, well, that's a relief.
But if you built a brick, they took part of the wall out, correct? And you put a brick oven, pizza mm-hmm. oven in, and you brought sod and grass for this to be cooking. Well, management's going to have to look at this.
Yeah, we have to keep the grass.
I'm going to have to tell them.
Yeah, we have
to
keep.
To tell them.
You can tell them. I just don't want them to come over. But we have to keep the grass green by watering it a lot, because if we have dry grass right next to the pizza oven, then that's a fire hazard.
Yeah, it is.
So you got to be careful. We know what we're doing. Don't worry.
Okay. But we had no complaints on you today.
Okay,
but what was this guy's name? Frank what?
Does
he live there?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He definitely lives
which
here.
Apartment?
He drives the blue car.
He drives a blue car.
But I'm not sure which apartment.
But your laser beams ripped his pants.
Yeah, sliced right through him.
Sliced right through his pants.
Yeah. Well, they're not strong enough to go through human skin. I think they just singed the hair on his legs.
Well, I'll be talking to Linda, okay?
Am I going to need to take out the laser beams?
Yes.
Why?
Because you have to.
Because the only reason I'm doing this is so I don't have to have an armed guard at the door.
You don't need an armed guard at your door.
Why not?
Your move-out day is approaching here really soon.
Oh,
you're moving now July 7th, in a week.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. I guess I should start disassembling this pizza oven.
Yeah, you should start disassembling this.
Pulling up the sod.
I think I'm going to really hang up now, and then I'm going to try to call Linda, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. It's
okay.
Like, we have sand on the bedroom floor, like a beach theme.
Okay, I think we're done right now. Okay? Goodbye.
All right, bye. I love that the only thing that clued her in was that I didn't know I was on the first floor. Until then, she's like, oh, lasers slicing through the neighbor's pants? Okay, sounds plausible. There's actually an idea here in my Tenants from Hell idea list, and I think this is from a couple years ago. It's from Toilet Man. Ask the landlady if you're allowed to place lasers around your flat, which I don't know what he had in mind with that, but I finally did it, Toilet Man. Toilet Man also wants me to challenge them to a game of chess to see if I can get next month's rent free.
Hello?
Hello? Is this the apartment building?
Yes.
Oh, okay, great. You just said hello. Like it wasn't a business. That was weird.
What did it do?
Huh? Oh, no, you just said hello. Like I called someone's house.
Oh, yeah. Well, I have a couple different businesses that call the same line. That's why I can't really answer George or an apartment, you know, so.
I see.
So you're looking for an apartment, huh?
Oh, no, I already live here.
Oh, who's this?
This is Clark.
Clark?
Uh-huh, yep.
Yeah, this isn't Clark.
What do you mean it's not Clark?
This isn't Clark.
Why are you saying it's not Clark?
Because it's not Clark.
Why wouldn't it be Clark?
Who is this?
All right, just kidding. It's Edward. I didn't want to give my real name because I was going to ask you if you had any gray paint. I'm painting an optical illusion on the roof.
What?
It's to disguise the satellite dish.
Who is this?
This is Edward.
Edward who?
How many Edwards do you have there?
More than one.
Okay, well, it's Edward Wallach. I'm in Unit 12.
All right, who is this?
So, you know, I have green paint, but I need some gray to kind of lighten it up a little bit so the illusion works.
Wow.
You don't have any gray paint? Hello?
Who is this?
Edward! Motherfucker!
The fuck it is!
It is
Quit
Edward!
Fucking around!
Don't yell at me, motherfucker! I'll yell at you! All I want is some paint!
Well, don't have any, sorry.
Okay, that's all you had to say. You don't have to yell at me and accuse me of not being Edward. His being pissed at me was very short-lived.
Sheriff's Apartments, this is Barbara. How can I help you?
Hey, Barbara. It's Steven. I'm a tenant here.
Hi, Steven. What's going on?
I was just wondering if you had any brown paint. I'm painting an optical illusion on the roof, and I ran out of brown, like dark brown.
Let me hold on 1 second, okay? Let me go ahead and talk to Michelle.
Okay.
Hi, Steven. This is Michelle.
Hey.
What are you working on?
Oh, I was just painting an optical illusion on the roof to disguise my satellite dish so it's not noticeable.
Uh-huh. So is it for here at Village Terrace Apartments?
Yep, I live here. I was just wondering if you might have any happen to have any brown paint. Otherwise, I won't be finished till tomorrow.
Oh, I didn't even know you were painting on our property.
Oh, yeah, I'm on the roof right now. I'm painting an optical illusion to make the satellite dish invisible.
How did you get on the roof?
I got up there with a ladder.
What company do you work with?
I'm in between jobs right now. But I live in apartment one.
But you're on my roof?
Yeah, I live...
At Terrace?
I live here. It's my roof.
Oh. Okay, because you're not allowed to be on our property on the roof. That's a liability.
Oh, yeah, I'll be
but
down.
But I don't have brown paint.
Okay, all right. Well, it's fine. I'll finish it up tomorrow. I'll get up there and finish painting the roof.
All right.
But it's just so you can't see the satellite dish that I mounted on the roof.
Oh. I didn't even know you put a satellite dish on the roof.
Oh, yeah, big one.
What is the satellite dish for?
Why do you need to know that?
No, I'm just saying because you're not allowed to put anything on top of our buildings, I wasn't aware that this was happening.
Yeah, that's why I'm painting the optical illusion. You won't even be able to see it, so it won't matter. It's just for some communication, faraway communication, encrypted connections.
Oh, for your work.
Yeah, I guess you could say that. I'm in between jobs right now.
All right. Well, yeah, I don't have any paint, so. I just didn't. I was unaware.
All right. Okay. Well,
all right,
just thought I'd check.
Okay. Thanks.
What's that noise?
Bye. Oh, it was another phone ringing.
Oh, wow. sounded pretty weird.
I know. All right, Steven. You have a good day.
All right. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Seems like she should have been asking more questions.
Thank you for calling Village Apartments. This is Cassandra speaking. How can I help you?
Hey, Cassandra. It's Jacob. I'm a tenant here.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Pretty good. Hey, I just have kind of an issue.
Oh, yeah, sure. Is it going to be a work order or?
There was a service elevator that came up through my floor and it completely messed up the living room carpet and floor. It just kind of crashed upwards through the floor.
Wait, a service elevator?
Yeah. This guy came out. He told me to leave his elevator alone. He said he's been down there since the Cold War.
I'm sorry.
And he said he was going out.
Do you possibly have the wrong number?
Oh, no. This is Village Apartments, right?
Yes.
Yeah. I live here. I'm here in Court.
What apartment are you in?
41.
41 on. Right, let me. Okay. A service elevator?
Yeah, like it's basically half the size of the living room. It's a big square hole in the floor now, that goes down to, okay. I guess, some sort of a fallout shelter. He told me to leave it alone when he left. He said he's going out for something, and but he said he basically owns this property, and we don't have any right to be here.
In 41?
Uh-huh.
There's supposed to be a girl living in 41.
Yeah, that's my girlfriend.
Okay. Who did you say you... Wait, so there's a hole in your living room floor from a service elevator in the apartment.
Yeah, there's an elevator shaft right in the middle of the living room floor now. And he said he's been down there since the Cold War. And he thinks it's safe to come out now. He was in, like, a radiation suit and had a Geiger counter on him.
No, what?
He was in a radiation, like a yellow radiation suit.
Like someone came out of there?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. The service elevator crashed up through the floor. This guy says he's been living underground since the Cold War. Since the big one hit. He lives.
Do you want me to send somebody out there?
No, it's fine. I just, like, I guess the floor is going to have to be repaired. But that guy said he's coming back soon. Because he said his family lives down there.
Okay, I'll send somebody over there.
No, it's fine. I don't even have pants on right now. I just thought you should be aware of it. This guy, he might try to cause legal problems, because he's saying he owns the property up here, and he's pissed that his house is gone.
Yeah, I'll send somebody over there, because that's bizarre.
Yeah, but we're not allowed to touch the elevator. He said to leave his elevator alone.
No, I'll send somebody over there right now.
Okay, but we can't touch the elevator. Because if we
send, I'm aware of that, but I don't know, like I said, this is a very bizarre circus-like situation, so I will send somebody over there.
Okay, because if we send the elevator down, then he's just trapped above. He can't get back down there.
Okay. Okay, well, like I said, this is like a different situation, so I'll go ahead and send somebody out there,
Do you have to? Can I just talk to the manager or something?
Technically, I'm the manager for the day, because I'm the other leasing agent here.
You're a woman.
But yeah, no, because that's bizarre. And then, because if you're her boyfriend, then you're probably not aware on the contract. The contract says that we do have the right to entry, but we usually just give warning as a courtesy.
Oh, no, I have the deadbolt locked and the chain. But if the guy in the radiation suit comes back, I'll let him in, because he's got to get back down there. It's just, I mean, we can't have this crashing up through our floor all the time. Like, I don't know what to do. It's not like we can block it off or anything. He said he's going out for supplies.
Okay. Okay, I'll go ahead and figure this out then, I guess.
What are you going to figure out?
Well, I'm going to call the actual resident that lives there to confirm everything.
Okay, well, that's fine. But are you going to move us to a new apartment or something? Because I guess this one has a service elevator in it now, and it's like the entrance to this guy's home, his underground
home. So I'll call the current resident in there first, all right?
Yeah, sure, okay.
All right, I'll call you back, because the number is saved right here on the telephone.
Okay, whoa, that's high tech.
Yeah. All right?
All right, thanks. I'll talk to you soon. Okay. Thanks so much.
I'll talk to you soon. Uh-huh. Okay, bye-bye.
Bye. Love you. There's this idea in here from Corbin Guy, and he says, act like I'm calling from a nuke shelter underneath the apartment buildings that was used during the Cold War, and you've been decommissioned, and their damn apartment is blocking my exit. And then I have in quotation marks, nuclear dead man switch. I don't even know what that means. But then I'm like, you know what? This sounds a little bit like that movie with Brandon Fraser, Living Underground. Apparently that girl's never seen that movie. But I'll save your idea, Corbin Guy. I'll do it your way one of these days, one of these years. I think that's going to do it for now. You know, I'm really anxious to get to the voicemails, and I'm sure all of you are too. That's everybody's favorite part of the show, is listening to the voicemails. But if you have any ideas for improvised home security methods, like laser tripwires, or bear traps, or armed security guards, leave them in the comments and maybe I'll add them to my list Maybe some gun turrets on the walls up next to the door that automatically shoot people as they walk by. You know, just to be safe. Or some kind of elaborate booby traps. I don't know. I guess I can't do anything that sounds like it's going to actually harm people. The security guard thing seemed pretty safe because, you know, they're professionals. I wanted to say that they were ex-mercenaries, but I decided against that. But if you have any ideas, you should put them in the comments. Oh yeah, I just remembered somebody in the PLA Facebook group, I think yesterday, they posted about this homeowners association that put up a camera at the entrance of, you know, the gate or whatever into their neighborhood. And it was a license plate tracker, so they knew if any outsiders were coming in. I've actually used this open source security camera software. It's called iSpy. It's free, but I think the license plate tracker plugin for it costs some money, and it would actually do events based on whose license plate number it saw. I wonder if they were running something like that, or were they just taking pictures? I don't think I actually read the article. Or maybe I did. Maybe I skimmed it. Anyway, that's another thing that I could say. In fact, I'm going to write that down right now. Tell the apartment I've set up a license plate scanner camera at the entrance so I know when my enemies are approaching. I'm going to use your ideas in my calls and in real life. You know, I've been beefing up security around here in the Situation Room. Can't be too careful these days.
Hey, it's Micro Corgi again.
Hey, Micro Corgi.
Just realizing you hit on a genius point in prank calling in your last show.
As usual.
Something that could change the face of prank calling for good.
Let's hear it.
You had the guy with the towels at the hostel, and he said that he was going to go donate money to the homeless. And I think what you need to do is, you can use this with a lot of stuff. Whenever you're calling from a company or something, or even as a person, if you complain to someone that they did something, you can say, well, we're not going to take any action against you, or I don't need you to do whatever. Just insist that they do a good deed to make up for it.
Okay.
I think you should use that idea. Maybe you can actually get some good done in the world.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I can. I think that'd be a great idea, extorting people to do good deeds. What could go wrong? That'd be like when Tom Mabe was calling up a fast food place. There's a homeless guy sitting out front. He's like, hey, yeah, this is corporate. That homeless guy's a double agent. Go bring him a meal. Totally committing fraud, but he's feeding the homeless, so it's cool. I'm sure nothing bad will happen to me.
Brad, Brad. Brad, Brad.
Hey there.
That would be just scary if I was doing my voicemail and you picked up the phone. Actually, that would be kind of cool, actually. It would be good talking to you, that.
You know, if I ever see you calling in, because it does show on my desk phone, whenever a voicemail call comes in, it rings the voicemail line, and I could pick it up. One of these days, I'm going to pick up and say hi to you.
Come on, a show at one point where you're doing it live, and I could maybe do some prank call ideas.
Yeah.
One of the ideas I was thinking of saying, you could say to people at shops, I need help in the toilet and stuff like that.
Bye. Yep. Okay. Need help in the toilet. Let me add that to my list.
Hey, Brad. It's your boy, deep in the heart of Texas. I hope you can hear me. I'm calling on a Bluetooth speaker thing I won at a work competition that's in my shower. That's right, I'm calling.
That's so interesting. Tell me more.
You in the shower. I hope this comes through. Anyways, I just wanted to say I'm listening to your newest episode, and I had an idea for a prank call.
Okay, let's hear it.
Why don't you call back those invent help people, or
uh-huh.
See if you can get like some sort of Craigslist thing and get like people who are.
Oh shit! 30 seconds. It cut off after 30 seconds. What do you know? I wish we could listen to the rest of your really long voicemail, but it just cuts off automatically. That sucks. I'm so sorry.
Brad, what's up, Big Moist?
Yep.
I'm really happy that you told us about the Twitter. Beef, not really beef, but you told us that some people were complaining at Mixler because Mixler was down, and you said that we can check and see you were messing with them.
Oh,
and that was so great. I'm glad
that was fun. Like, I got blocked by two or three people on Twitter in those few days. I was just making fun of everybody who bitched about it.
You brought it up because I had a great time looking at these people super mad, right? They're complaining, I'm losing thousands of dollars. You're ruining my business.
Yeah, and they're so full of shit. I used to do internet tech support. And, you know, when service would go down on people's dial-up internet, they'd be like, I'm losing so much money because of you. Every minute I'm down, I'm losing billions and billions of dollars. And we'd be like, oh, really? You don't have a business account? You're doing business from your home internet account? You shouldn't be doing that.
You can't do this to people who depend on your services. And then you're like, looking at both your Twitter and Facebook followers, and like, total, you have like 7 followers.
Yeah.
You're not losing thousands of dollars. Calm down.
I did extensive research on these people. I can guarantee they were not losing thousands of dollars. They're probably used to doing complaints like that in real life to places, or maybe on the phone where you can't do research that fast. And then they're like, oh shit, it doesn't work on here.
It's funny that a lot of them didn't even reply to it, so it's great. Do more things like that, Brad.
Okay.
I encourage it.
All right.
Good for a laugh.
Twitter trolling. It's always fun.
My name is Jesse. I am 300 years old.
Okay.
Your podcast sucks.
Whoa.
Everybody hates you.
Wow. Okay. Thanks. Thanks, Jesse, for that. I guess he knows what he's talking about at that age.
Hey, Brad. It's Radical Cobra.
Hey.
I had a great idea. I know you're a very political person, but presidential election.
A political idea.
In full swing, and all live candidates. So what you should do is call up people from the Homeowners Association, say that the candidate or the candidate's going to have a rally like outside of their house or
their
something
backyard.
Like that. Or say like that they're having a fundraiser.
That's what I'll
have
do.
A fundraiser outside your house.
Fundraisers gonna... outside the house. Let me add that to my list of ideas.
Ruprecht the Munch Boy here.
Hey, Ruprecht.
Listen, I have nothing to add or ain't nothing important to say.
Oh, is that why this voicemail is a minute and 18 seconds long? Is that why, Ruprecht?
Don't put me off. Give me a second. I'm only calling to serve as a reminder. You got one of the best ideas left on your voicemail a couple of... last show, I guess, where the caller said... pretend you're a blind guy. I laughed my ass off.
I seriously wrote that down in my notebook, my idea page. I will do that. I want to get some banging around sounds because I don't have enough of that right now. I got to get some more of it.
I can't remember who was who gave you the idea. That idea was fucking gold.
Yep.
And I'm going to call and I'm going to remind every time you show I
great. I can't wait. Call me up every single day. Remind me. Make sure your voicemail is like a minute and 18 seconds long every time. Because the longer it is, the more I'll be reminded of it. Whoa.
Scrub it. Since I left a voicemail, I just...
The fuck was that?
...wanted to say that you have been doing great at the shows, you know, very proud.
Thank you.
You know, you're pumping those shows, like, a few shows a week, not including the hobo shows.
High five. Right.
I'm just saying, yeah, you did...
I did a good job.
Good job, you know, whatever. Yep. You know, I don't really have anything to say. I'm just...
Nothing to say, but it's 2 minutes long. Two-minute-long voicemail.
I'm bored, Brad. I have nothing to do with
life. Next time you're bored, why don't you leave a three-minute-long voicemail? That'll help you be less bored, won't it? All right, last voicemail that I'm going to play.
Hey, Brad. It's Major Tinnitus from the Hijinx Discord thing.
Hey there.
I just was calling to let you know that I don't have any prank call ideas for you.
Oh, thanks.
And could you please hang up the phone?
All right.
Thank you.
Hanging it up. There we go. It's hung up. Thanks, Major Tinnitus. There's a few more voicemails in here, but I'm hoping to do another show this weekend. Hopefully. I gotta catch up from all my crazy computer shit that's been going on. So I will see you all again on Sunday, hopefully. If I can't do a full show, I'll at least do another hobo-sode. And also, if I don't do a full show, just pretend that the show that I did with Devin, the two shows that I did with Devin, just pretend those are extra snowplow shows. Go to snowplowshow.com, click on the links to her shows. She does a live show every single week right before the Hang Up the Phone show that we usually do on Wednesdays. And they're sometimes funny. I highly recommend it. And so do my sponsors. Buster Casey, JT, Rick B, Kuraz, Macular Degeneration. Thanks, you guys, for supporting the show. Please, everybody else, also support the show. You can do that by going to patreon.com/phonelosers or phonelosers.com/cactus. There's this issue on phonelosers.org, by the way. Of course, another computer issue for me to deal with. I've been trying to fix this. I don't know what the deal is. But when you sign up on phonelosers.com/cactus, it sometimes won't upgrade you. And you have to email me and tell me my website's garbage and it doesn't work. And I have to manually upgrade you. I'm sorry about that. I'm going to seriously work on that. That's got to be fixed. This shit's supposed to be automated. I suggest just sticking with Patreon. It's much easier.
Sorry about those bumps. They're probably not contagious.
Yes, that's... Yes, they're probably not contagious.
Love, Brad.
Love, Brad?
Yes, love, Brad.
Love, Brad?
Yes, love, Brad. Love, Brad. Love, Brad.
B-R-A-D?
Yep.
Your name?
Brad.
Alrighty, and a phone number?
8359.
And a social security number?
341.